This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. The State House and Senate reached agreement on a budget. The $22.3 billion plan increases spending, cuts income and business taxes, and raises teacher pay. It increases the state's rainy day fund as well. Capital Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry joins me now with details. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hello, Frank.
Well, what are the details? Give us a little bigger picture of what this tax package is.
A lot of numbers, as you would expect, 235-page budget, and we'll start with teachers, where on average public educators would receive an increase of 4.7% under this budget proposal, taking them from about $47,700 a year to north of $50,000 annually. Lawmakers also say that come 3 years from now, the average teacher pay will be $54,200 and some odd dollars. So that is a significant raise for teachers. Some folks who have pushed back, albeit not too vociferously against this budget, have noted that teachers haven't received a significant bump in recent years. But that's what is it coming down the pipeline for teachers. As for state employees, and across the board, 1.5% raise, percentage raise, also a 0.5% one-time bonus, and also the legislature is setting aside about $80 million for merit-based performance raises, which will be decided by management folks across the state employee system. We should, of course, note that this is an election year, and raises are more frequent, more customary, perhaps even a little bit more generous in election years.
Well, let me ask you, I know with the teacher pay raises, there were questions about how they would be distributed. You talked about an average number, but they're not going to be distributed on average, right?
No, they're not. As lawmakers say, you know, the last couple of years they have worked to raise the minimum and the starting teacher pay up above $30,000. So this is geared more toward teachers in that, you know, not early teachers, but teachers with 6, 7, 8 years of experience, right, and also teachers who have been working in the state for more than two decades and haven't, some of them haven't seen more than a raise of a percent or two in 7 or 8 years. So this is by far the largest bump that lawmakers are doing for a good bulk of teachers since the Republicans took control of the General Assembly 6 years ago.
More money in the so-called rainy day fund. Tell us about that.
$475 million, and this would bring the rainy day fund to $1.6 billion. This is savings. This is for preparation for the next recession, for the next catastrophe, for the next time when the state has an issue and they want to have some reserves to go and tap into those if needed, if warranted. That figure, $1.6 billion for reference, is about 7.5% of the total budget. Republicans say that this is in line with their conservative fiscal philosophies. They would like to increase the savings further moving forward, but they say this is an important step, an important thing to build up. And, you know, the reserves were depleted over the last few years, largely because of the economic downturn.
All right, socking away some dough, a few pay raises, but tax decreases, tax cuts. Tell us about those.
Most notable is the standard deduction. This has been kicking around the Senate and the House for the past several weeks, probably a couple of months at this point. What's in this budget is an increase in the standard deduction. So a couple filing jointly, a married couple, will not pay taxes on the first $17,500. Presently, they don't pay taxes on the first $15,500. So it's a little bit more of a reprieve, and lawmakers say, you know, a little bit more money that folks are going to, you know, get to keep.
Once again, any idea about how that's distributed? We know it went mostly to corporations and people at the highest income brackets the last time they cut taxes. Those of us in the middle and down the line didn't feel much. Is that about the same we can expect this time?
They're saying that this standard deduction is for all folks on the first on that first chunk of money that they're making. Some folks will say that that has been balanced out or essentially neutralized by increases in taxes in fees and services throughout the state over, you know, throughout the last year and a half, and that this is really not, you know, enough of a break to balance out where folks who might only be making $25,000, $30,000, $35,000 household income, they're putting their money into You know, they have to pay more when it comes to car repair or a washer dryer installation. And this doesn't necessarily even the seesaw, if you will.
That's right. Well, so now there was big controversy over tuition cuts. Tell us how that resolved itself in the compromise.
So what is before lawmakers at this point and is not likely to change is that three of the UNC campuses, UNC Pembroke, Western Carolina, and Elizabeth City State University, will have tuition per semester of $500. And lawmakers say that this is a way for campuses that are, you know, dealing with low enrollment to – it serves as an incentive, they say, an incentive so that folks will see this as an affordable path to maybe going to a four-year school or for part of the four-year time and doing it at a very affordable level. And they say it's going to give these three campuses a boost.
All right. And since both the leadership in the House and Senate agreed, we can assume that we're going to see pretty much this package. And what's the timetable? And do you expect much change going forward?
Yeah, at this point, when a joint agreement comes out, there's not room for amendments. So this is going to be a thumb up or thumb down vote. The Senate is expected to take up the budget today and then again tomorrow. They have to do a second and third vote. Those can't be on the same day. The House will either take it up Thursday and Friday, potentially Wednesday and Thursday, but barring something unforeseen, this budget package, this $22.34 billion spending plan for the state, will be on the way to the governor by Friday.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Frank.
Jeff DeBerry, WUNC Capital Bureau Chief.